Pennsylvania's governor has filed suit against Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The suit is over the Pentagon's authority to deactivate National Guard units. A federal judge in Philadelphia heard arguments in the case yesterday, and we have a report this morning from Brad Linder of member station WHYY.
The Pentagon wants to close the Willow Grove Naval Air Station, located in the suburbs of Philadelphia. The move would mean shifting airplanes, personnel, and funds to other military facilities. It would also mean deactivating the 111th Fighter Wing of the Air National Guard and leaving more than 1,000 Guard members without jobs. While Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has been leading a fight to keep the entire base operational, he's taken to the courts over the issue of the National Guard. Governor Rendell says the federal government doesn't have the authority to deactivate a Pennsylvania National Guard unit without his permission. He says that's because the National Guard is both a federal and state institution.
Only when they are activated and called to federal duty, as they have been on occasion and, of course, had been in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, only in those instances do they become federal employees, federal status. For the vast majority of the time, they have state status and are state employees and, in fact, must respond to my orders.
Rendell says each state has a constitutional right to a militia, and the National Guard is crucial in dealing with natural disasters and homeland security. He says the 111th Fighter Wing represents a quarter of Pennsylvania's Air National Guard. Pennsylvania is the only state that would have a National Guard unit deactivated under the Pentagon's recommendations. And during yesterday's hearing, Judge John Padova had some tough questions about that for Justice Department Attorney Matthew Lepore.
As I understand it, the 111th will have no equipment. Is that correct?
Yes.
No facilities. Correct?
Yes.
No funding. Correct?
Correct.
No military personnel assigned to it.
Correct.
In every respect, that will constitute the total dissolution, the out of existence of the 111th Fighter Wing.
Lepore agreed, but he went on to argue that the base realignment and closure process was designed by Congress to streamline the way the military manages its resources.
To not have state actors involved, and certainly to not have them have an arbitrary unilateral veto power over one base when not any other actor in the process gets that power.
Lepore says if the Department of Defense needed to get permission from 50 governors, it would be nearly impossible to make any changes in National Guard deployment. Tim Ford, director of the Association of Defense Communities, says a court ruling in Pennsylvania's favor could have a huge impact on the base realignment process.
If there is a small door open, you can be sure that every state that can take advantage of that opening would jump into it and would try to change a decision that was impacting their state.
Although Pennsylvania is the only state that would lose a National Guard unit in the current BRAC round, the Pentagon wants to shift Air Guard personnel and equipment at 50 other sites across the nation. Illinois and Tennessee have already filed lawsuits similar to Pennsylvania's, and officials in Delaware say they're getting ready to do the same. Judge Padova isn't expected to issue a ruling until after the Base Realignment and Closure Commission finishes deliberations next week. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.